Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, let's get right into this now. Following up on the previous podcast about the whole up days, down days, muscle build, thanks again to Matt for shooting me an email to talk about this. I think it's a great topic for anybody. It doesn't matter if you have zero knowledge about weightlifting, about diet. It is so super simple to get into the greatest shape of your life. This isn't any voodoo and, you know, we're going to just stare at our stomach for 10 seconds and it's going to go away, or some vibrating belt or all that nonsense. All that just stupid, all right? It's diet. It's exercise, it's building fat, which turns into muscle. It's all just very simple science, okay? So I go into the gym, and this is for an up day, all right? This is muscle building day, and I do pyramids, okay? And what I mean by a pyramid is, let me take you through a shoulder workout, for example, okay? So I'll start, and I'll grab 35-pound dumbbells. You can grab 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever your body, wherever you're at right now. I start at 35-pound dumbbells, okay? And I push as much weight up with my shoulders. I'm talking about shoulder press, all right? You got a dumbbell in your right hand and left hand. You're pushing the weight up. And I do 25, 28 or so of those at 35. Now, guys, when I started 6 weeks ago, it was 20-pound dumbbells, all right? I've gradually gotten that much strength just because, okay? I'm now squatting 330 pounds. I was doing 180 pounds 6 weeks ago. I mean, it's crazy how fast you can build muscle and just how good you feel. So, for example, in the shoulder workout, I'll do 35, and then I'll set them down and grab the 40s, and I'll go up in each increment by 5 pounds. So I've shoulder press 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, and I think the highest I can get without doing damage to myself is 60 pounds. And you know what's funny is the 60-pound dumbbells are the ones that are the hardest for me to, you know, you got the dumbbell on your knee, and you push up, and you got to get them over your head. I can do 65, 70, 80-pound dumbbells standing up, but I just haven't done that yet. So the hardest part for me, and you might find this as well when you're doing shoulder presses with dumbbells, when you're sitting down and your back's at a 90-degree angle, just like sitting upright in a chair, to get that weight up over your head, 60 pounds my limit. So I pyramid up, and I cap out at 60 pounds right now, and I stay at 60 for one more set. So I'll do like two. Or three or four at 60 pounds. I think the most I've done is four. This is after doing 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60 now. And I start maybe at 25 reps at 35 pounds, and I get to about two or three or four at 60. And then I'll do 60 again, and I'll do one or two because my shoulders are fried. And then I pyramid back down, 55, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, all the way down to the original weight that I started at. By this time, what I did at 35 pounds, if I did 25 reps at 35, I probably do 10, if that, maybe less, at the original weight that I started with. My shoulders and your shoulders, when you do this, will be fried. I mean, you're going to be tearing muscle, which is everything you want to have happen, okay? Now, I'm not a doctor, a scientist. Please do not do anything stupid in the gym. Don't go lifting more weight than you can. Seek a doctor's advice, all right? I think I got to say that just as a disclaimer. Because this is just what I do. I'm just sharing with you what I do. Same thing when I go over to the squat machine, for example. I'll start at 180 pounds and I'll work my way up to 330, and it's the same thing. I'll do 20 to 25 reps at 180 pounds on the squat all the way up to 330, and then I'll go cycling right back down to 180 pounds and I'll end it. Now, here's the thing you got to do. This is the most important part of the entire workout. If you miss this, you will not experience any breakthroughs, okay? You must track your personal record. And I know that probably sounds elementary. Let me tell you why. I didn't do this at first. So I'd go into the gym, And I would do 18 reps at 20 pounds when I first started, dumbbells over the head, okay? And I didn't realize the previous day I did 22. But at 18, I felt psychologically, oh, boy, that's, whew, man, that was great. That felt really good. That was a lot. And then I go back and look what I did the day before or the week before. And I'm like, what in the heck? I did 22? Oh, my God. I could have done five more. Or even worse, you did like 19, and this time you stopped at 18, you know? So that you must at each set, whether it's 200 pounds on a squat, 20 pounds on a dumbbell, you must track each time you have a personal record, and you note that. So the next time, it's all about PRs, baby. It's all about the PRs, the personal record. And when you hit a new weight, let's say for the very first time you were able to squat 250 pounds, you put AU, achievement unlocked. And then you know that's an achievement that you unlock. Let me tell you guys, that alone right there in my personal routine has been a huge deal maker. It has helped me immensely tracking my personal record from previous. So I got this little composition notebook. And I also got my cell phone, and I track. I listen to the cell phone. I listen to music pumping in my ear the whole time. I'm writing all of my data down in a composition book, and then I transfer it into my phone, and it makes its way into a spreadsheet so I can see, all right, I'm doing squats today and shoulders. I need the personal record information from those. So when I'm doing them, and I know when I'm doing squats that my personal record at 250 pounds is 12 reps, I'm getting 13. I don't care what I got to do. I'm getting 13 so I can put a PR next to there. That is how you have breakthroughs. Now, that's the pyramid up, the pyramid down. There's a lot more that goes into the workout. But let me tell you, if you listen to the previous podcast combined with this one, and you're like Matt and you're going for your brand new body in 2015, let me tell you something. This will help you immensely. I'm telling you, it is going to make an unbelievable difference. If you got $400 to buy a Vitamix blender, buy it. This thing, let me tell you, it could grind up your kitchen table. And I'm telling you, you put anything in there. I'm a smoothie machine. So there you have it. There's the workout. There's the exercise program. There is the brand new start to your new body. There's the energy you need. I mean, it'll help you in every phase of your game. All right? Every phase of your game. It's Sam Crowley signing off on a Thank God I'm Free Friday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.